I would encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, don't be upset because we're talking about which group is responsible for this law and how it's going to be impacting us. Don't be upset with the people who let us know this is what they've done and this is how what they've done is going to impact us. You know, so often we get upset with the wrong people. You know, we have so many people in the white community upset about how difficult life has become for them financially over the recent years, especially since the Great Recession. And for the most part, many, not all, but many of the white people, many members of the white community have been angry at people of color, whether black people, Hispanics, people of color, been very, very angry at them because of their financial situation. And the people of color are hurting worse than they are. And it's so difficult to get so many people to see that so often the way it works is even though our pain may be worse, even though the pain that people of color experience is greater than the pain that many in the white community experience, generally speaking, as pain increases, it increases for everyone. And so, you know, people who have a hostility towards people of color and want people of color to suffer, to feel pain, need to realize what goes around really does come around. There's no way to get away from that. One way or another, it's going to come back to you. And as the pain increases, it's going to increase for everyone. And so I know that a lot of people of all races were really, really happy that we have this Republican triad again. Republicans in the White House, Republicans over the Senate, Republicans over the House. Finally, we're going to get those conservative laws that we've been wanting. They already had that. We experienced the results of it when we experienced the Great Recession. A lot of folks felt the pain of trickle-down economics in the 80s when it worked just the way former President Ronald Reagan said it would work. The people at the top were well paid. People just below them, well paid. Folks in the middle, somewhat paid. Folks towards the bottom had to look for whatever fell down to them. It worked just the way President Reagan said it would. Everyone felt the pain except the wealthy. When pain is being felt, and when it increases, it increases for everyone who is feeling the pain. States that rely on taxes on oil and gas drilling could lose some of that money, according to stateline.org. That could happen if the new legislation triggers the automatic suspension of those taxes under a 2010 budget deal that also requires cuts in federal spending. And that takes us back to sequestration that hurt the nation so badly, that caused us so much pain. By the way, I forgot to mention to you that, I told you that Chronicles on Higher Education is sharing this info with us. They point out that Republicans in Congress are raising the possibility of more reductions in federal programs in order to pay for the tax cuts that they want. That could lead to more budget instability at the state level, according to Kim Rubin, who's a researcher at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center. Tax Policy Center, because a third of state budgets come from federal dollars for programs such as Medicaid. Future federal cuts are state cuts, Ms. Rubin told a recent gathering of state higher education lobbyists. Ms. Dadayan of the Rockefeller Institute said that the bill would put fiscal pressure on some middle-class taxpayers as well as state and local governments. Eric Kelderman writes about money and accountability in higher education, including areas such as state policy, accreditation, and legal affairs. And Eric, along with others, are letting us know that we can expect some educational pain, some pain in the higher education area because of this new tax law that so many were so excited to have become a part of American life. What a gift, right? As I mentioned, and that I think was as of, December 15th, as of December 20th, as they gave the update, they did talk again about how the legislation did not include some of those more controversial provisions, some of those that would have caused the most pain, like the tax on graduate students' tuition waivers, but it still contains several provisions that are a cause for worry among people in higher education. Ladies and gentlemen, where will we be 10 years from now? Think about this now. The Great Recession hit. It lasted for several years. And when did it end? Technically, was it 2009, 2010? When did the Great Recession actually end? We know that people are still feeling the effects of it today. Largely because, I'm not saying only because, but largely because at the time at which President Obama was trying to get Congress and the Senate to approve some of the bills that he was proposing that would have greatly stimulated the economy, for example, starting a major railway program, a tremendous, outstanding infrastructure program, which would have included repairing roads and bridges, building new roads and bridges. I mean, this is something that was truly, truly, truly going to benefit tremendously. But as we know, the Republicans in the House and Senate said very clearly they were not going to support any of President Obama's proposals, and they were going to make sure that he became a one-term president. They failed in their attempt to make him a one-term president, but they succeeded in their efforts to prevent him from doing anything else major to help this country. So it ended in 2009, is what they're thinking, somewhere around 2009, and people are still feeling the effects of that Great Recession, like I said, largely because former President Obama's efforts to get some major jobs programs underway were stymied, and because of some other things that are going on. But the pain is real. Do you suppose the pain will be reduced as a result of the tax law that's going to make it harder for people to access higher education? Will the pain increase or decrease? Do you think that it will increase only for one part of the American population? Or do you think that that pain will be shared by a broad spectrum of America's population? All right, we have some good things going on, but we also have challenges. We address both of them on this program. That's what life is about, addressing the good and the not good. When we come back, let's see if we can do some more people building, population building, community building, as we hear from America's Muslims.